came over to check to see if they need, we need help. And Helen came down to the field, and she looked at me. She says, "What in the world's wrong with you?" I said, "I don't know, but I'm just draggy today." She says, "You've got the measles or
measles,
something."
I knew it. That's exactly the way children always get measles.
That was it. My mother came down and to pick up some berries and take them back up to finish packing, and Helen mentioned to her, and she looked at me, she says, "She couldn't have the measles." I had the measles. I just knew it was draggy. I didn't know.
I can remember those specific things like getting the measles. Yeah. I mean, I can remember it. I think we all do, because you're young and they're very special kinds of.
I had two times. I knew I had two different kinds, I guess. But when I was fairly small, we'd been down to visit a neighbor, and I took the measles and my head, you know, had the fever, you know, like he's on a pillar or something, you know, and I was sick. But then, even after me and Irene was going together, I grew up kind of at the roots and had the measles.
There's several kinds.
But I never did stop work. I just kept going.
Another thing that has changed a lot, too, is the improved grass, where you mow it and cut it now, make hay out of it. Years ago, you had your farming area and you had the open woods, and at a certain time every year, to make the grass come back for the right time, you would go out and burn the woods and keep the leaves and everything right up to where everything would grow good. And this was a special time because it's when all the community would come in together. And all the neighbors would work together, and the children, of course, would play.
Was it in September and October? Was it fall?
Usually you burn it in the spring.
Oh, in the spring.
Yeah.
Because then everything, you'd burn off all the old dead stuff, and come back fresh, and man, the old cows would get out and eat that grass, you know, and mend up and everything else. That's part
of the spring, of course, yeah.
That's the way they do.
Well, the leaves would be fall, and the fall would fall, see, so you'd have to wait until the leaves were all down.
Yeah, right, of course.
But if you let them build up over a few years, see, it would burn your trees so bad.
That's right.
But if you burn every year, then it kept all this undergrowth, and that's why now fires are so bad whenever they get out, because you've got several years of growth there that has been burned.
But it's interesting to think that it was a time of people coming together, because of course it would be.
You would have to protect each other's homes.
Well, because you get together and burn it all.
And if a fire got away from someone, the word spread real fast. And everybody went to help, and you would carry water, and you would do everything you could to make sure that everybody else was protected. And so to me, it was kind of a big community affair that brought them together.
And that's one that's gone now then, too.
Right.
I have read it, and I don't know what they are. What are Jufers?
Jufers are type, kind of like only a little bit like a peanut. They grow, the bush grows up, and it's kind of a stringy looking. It's not, don't grow on a vine now. It grows up, and the root, of course, is underground, just like the
peanut.
And that's what we used to raise to fatten hogs.
Especially in the south.
You'd have hogs out in the woods.
We used to have fields of them and all with the pigs in them.
What you do, you let your hogs grow out in the woods, and then you catch them, and you grow chupers, you know. And when they got ripe to put in, well, you'd put them in there and let the hogs root them, and you didn't dig them or anything like peanuts. You let the hogs gather for the sale.
But they would
get fat. The fat would be oily, just about like eating peanuts.
Right.
But boy, they would get fat, and we had
that was good for them.
Well, back in those days too, you didn't have the money to go buy your lards and things, and see, people would fry out this fat for use for frying, and they would take the cracklings and some of the grease and make their soaps. So you needed this fatty fat type of hog that you don't think about anymore because of using it. But they still use the fat. They sell a lot of this, I know Bustle does, to the soap companies for soaps and things of this kind. But back in those days, it was just a part of survival that you got your hogs real fat, and then you used all the different parts of it. Nothing went to waste. You used to everything.
We one year we had a pasture cubers, and they've had about 12 or 15 hogs in cuber pasture, and they got fat, and so we sold it ours down a lot of times. We put layer of salt and, you know, and put the meat and keep brine, what you call a salt brine, because then you had to boil it to eat it, but it still kept. And we, Mr. Fagan, which was my stepdaddy, he went to town and he bought a Coca-Cola barrel. We brought it home and he cleaned and washed it off and everything, thought it was all right. And we put them hogs down in there and that stuff, there was still enough of that Coca-Cola syrup in there to let it run all them hogs. We lost every bit of a barrel full of meat.
Another way that we kept meat too, you could get a large one, maybe a 5-gallon lard can or something, and when you would cook this fat out for your grease, you would fry your lean meats and things of this kind, and then you would pour your fat lard over it. It doesn't taste like our fresh meat. Most people wouldn't eat it nowadays, but back in those days it was good because you would dip it out, you know, and you would warm it up, and that way you got your grease back out, and then you would have your hot meat, and you didn't have refrigeration, you didn't have
you either had ice or anything.
Especially in the country, you didn't have any ice.
Of course, if there was an ice house in the city, that was different.
You either had to can it or sold it down or fry it down. That was about the only way. Well, now you can smoke it, and you can keep it there, but when you smoked it, you had in Florida. You had to get it so dry that it was hard, man. I've had a sausage you just chew and chew and chew, you know, because it gets so hard.
They
were good because you get used to it, but...
Because mackerel, did you smoke your mackerel? No, you froze your mackerel.
Well, we didn't have mackerel.
Not mackerel.
Mullet.
What do I mean?
Mullet.
Well, now, they sold them down a lot of times.
They sold them down?
Yeah, take them, split them half open, and put them in that salty brine now, and the roux. You could do that, and my uncle in Fort Myers, he had a shrimp boat, and he fished all the life, and he could really use a cast net.
Right.
And he'd bring, a lot of times they'd come to Grandpa, and they'd bring soap, mud, and roux, and that was a treat. But you'd have to soak them. You'd put them in water, and soak them overnight, and pour that water off, and then you could eat them. But you couldn't eat them otherwise, because they were too salty. And I used to love that salt roux. And Uncle Van, me and Bobby was talking last night, said Uncle Van used to go down there to Fort Myers with him, and he'd take his stuff down there, and they'd catch them mullet, and he'd open, split them half and open them up and salt them down and bring them back, you know, and have them.
He'd catch them by cast netting?
Yeah, that's where my uncle called them.
Yeah, that's the roux are in them now.
Yeah,
I know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're
How do you cook the roux? How would you cook
fry.
Them? Fry them?
Yeah,
you had to salt them real good because it takes a while to get salt into the center of it, and usually they taste better to most of us if they're salty, but just salt them like you would a fish, and
roll them into cornmeal.
I used to mix cornmeal and flour together, and it's not quite as grainy then, and just put them in your, when you get them in, lower your heat a little bit because it takes a little longer to heat, cook in the middle.
I have seen some people take and split them.
And then when you think they're about done, then you can bring your heat back up again, you know, and you don't want it too low, but you want it low enough that it takes a little while to cook them. And then whenever you bring it back up, then you can get it hot enough that your grease all drains off real good. But they're good. He loves them.
I have never eaten them, and I just realized the other day watching somebody down there clean a whole bunch. They were putting the roe in a big bowl. They were putting the feathers and mother. She said,
try not to break.
But I didn't ask her.
Try not to break them or anything. See, and let the outside skin hold them together.
Yeah. Well, that's what they
Because
they're a little
grainy.
You know, that's what I was gonna say. Now you don't.
Yeah, and then you just take it out and cook it.
The electricity has helped in a lot of areas in this way.
Yes.
You know, there's good in changes, and also there's things that you would like to keep the old way. But as isolated as we just didn't have electricity. In fact, we didn't have electricity out there until after we were married. The lines had come through, but they hadn't gone into where my parents
were. We'd had electricity. We got it in 40, let's see.
Just before we were married.
Got it before we were married.
Just before we were married. Because you got a refrigerator, I think, while I was in West Palm Beach before we came back and got married.
Paid $125 for an old freezer, and the thing you could hear it all over the house. It sounded like it was running. Had the motor way up on top, you know.
Yeah,
whacking, 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 whacking. Had that old belt stuff on us.
Yeah.
But boy, we were living. We made eyes.
Oh, yes, of course. Think of that.
We just never had no such stuff.
Well, when Mama and Daddy would go to town, they would bring ice back, and then you had to put newspaper down and put it on the porch and cover it with sacks and put a tub over it and everything. I've even seen them dig a hole in the ground.
Put sawdust.
And fix it where you could cover it over to keep it from melting so bad. And that was hard.
Sawdust was insulation.
But it was a treat when you got ice.
But when women canned or put things up. Most things were canned.
I can remember when we started canning tomatoes with cans, and they had brought one to the cafeteria here at Micah City for the local people to use, but we were still 10, 12 miles out in the woods. So finally, they saved up enough money that my aunt and uncle and my mother and daddy went in the gathering and bought one, a canner for cans. And for several years we canned a lot of tomatoes, but until then we used glass jars. And some of them were the old-timey jars that had the glass lids to them, where you had the rubber ring around them, and you put the glass top on and you popped it up.
Yes.
I've seen my mother fix green tomato pickles and cucumber pickles and different things like this, and you had to have a chef to put them on because you couldn't stack them, on top of each other or anything. But this was the old, and jams, jellies, the old strawberry jams, and all. She used to make the best strawberry jam you've ever seen. But us kids would go out and pick them. My daddy loved blueberries better than anything in the world. And he could be so tired, he couldn't hardly work at all. He'd come in from work tired. But if the blueberries were in, the first thing he'd do would get his bucket and go down to pick a mess of blueberries. He loved blueberries.